For the sake of time, verse 11. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up. You may be seated. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep.
Do it, do it.
But I'm going there to wake him up. A few months ago, I attended the funeral of a young father who died of unnecessary death in gang
violence.
It was one of the saddest funerals I've ever attended in my life. At the request of the family chose to view his remains at the beginning of the service rather than at the end of it. I never will forget that family processional then view his remains. But then the mother of a three-year-old child was lifted up.
Yes, bring it up.
To view his father's remains. And then the three-year-old boy said something that brought tears to everyone in that room.
My Lord.
And then the boy said with a loud voice while viewing his father for the last time, he said, wake up, my daddy. Kept touching the mama, saying, wake up, my daddy. That boy said, wake up, daddy. Not knowing that his father was never to wake up on this side again. There was not a dry in that room as that boy kept on saying, wake up, my daddy. Those words stuck in my head. I couldn't shake it. Wake up, my daddy. And I thought about it. So many children are saying the same thing.
Come on.
Wake up, my daddy, when you look at the increasing number of children living in fatherless homes. It has now reached epidemic proportions. Wake up, my daddy. When you look at the high rates of divorce and out of wedlock births, it's creating a generation of fatherless children. Wake up, my daddy.
Yes,
right.
When the most reliable predictor as to whether a boy will succeed or fail in high school, it all rests on one question. Does he have a man in his life who he looks up to?
Right.
Often the answer is no. Wake up, my daddy. When one out of three children is born to unwed parents, wake up, my daddy. When there is an estimated 24.7 million children living without their biological father. Somebody saying, wake up, my daddy. When 43% of urban teenagers are growing up in fatherless homes. Wake up, my daddy. When 42% of men who go through a divorce after the divorce have nothing at all to do with their children. Wake up, my daddy, when 33% of teenage boys are growing up in fatherless homes. Wake up, my daddy, when you look at the rate in the 1960s of fatherless children. Today it has quadrupled. 85% of young people in prison come from fatherless homes.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Wake them up.
Yes,
my Lord.
71% of high school graduates come from fatherless homes. Wake up, my daddy, when 85% of rapists with displaced anger issues that come from fatherless homes. 63% of teenagers who commit suicide come from fatherless homes. When you look at the gang membership, it has gone from 50,000 in 1975 to now over 1,150,000.
My Lord,
Jesus.
Wake him up!
Yes, sir.
90% of homeless children come from fatherless homes.
Yes.
Wake him up when 85% of young people with behavioral problems and emotional disorders, they come from fatherless homes. Wake up my daddy when 90% of repeat arsonists come from fatherless homes. Wake up my daddy when the average age of first time drug use is 13. The average age of first time drug use is 13 years of age. And the average use of first time alcohol use is 12 years old. Wake up my daddy when fatherless children are 4 times more likely to have behavioral problems. Wake up my daddy. Wake him up! 2015, 100 unarmed black men were shot and killed by the police. Wake up my daddy, in 2016, 250 black men were shot by the police. Wake up my daddy, when the black male was described along with the eagle, rhinoceros, elephant, and polar bear as endangered species.
Oh my God.
Wake up my daddy when we live in a country where it seems like my greatest sin is my skin. Wake him up! When every day in this country, 45 people are murdered. Every year, 1 out of 5 children is killed by their own parents.
My Lord.
My God.
Wake up my daddy when this country has elected a billionaire to be president, and this billionaire has appointed other billionaires on his cabinet to fix a system that made them billionaires. Wake up, my daddy! When the FBI can find Tom Brady's number 12 jersey, but can't find the missing girls in Washington, D.C., because their choices, whether conscious or unconscious, sets the foundation for the man they will become.
Right.
If that boy does not have a man to guide him into manhood, he's more likely to lose his way.
Yeah. Right.
Step by step in the wrong direction.
Right.
That boy's dreams will begin to fade and reality will set in. Manhood is something he will have to discover on his own.
Amen.
And now hope turns into despair and innocence turns into anger. That's why if you ask an average 12, 13-year-old boy whose father's missing in his life, ask him about his father, many of them will tear up.
That's why.
But then you ask an average 16, 17-year-old boy about his father missing in his life, and many of those tears have turned into anger. And many of them will tell you, I don't care, he don't care, why should I care?
That's
why it's so important for us Christian men to step up and mentor these young men. Even though we didn't plant the seed, that don't mean we can't nurture the seed and help them become all that God has created them.
Yes. 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 Yes.
said, I'm going to wake him up.
Yes, sir.
If you look at verse 1 and verse 2, you'll find that Lazarus was raised because he had a family that had history with the Lord.
Yeah.
It said, now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary, and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. In other words, Lazarus was resurrected because he had a family that had history with the Lord. And many of us are where we are today because of a family that had history with the Lord. Some of y'all are blessed right now because your family had history with the Lord. Some of y'all are alive right now because you come from a family that has history. Somebody ought to say, thank God for a mama that has history with the Lord. Thank God for a daddy that has history with the Lord. Mary, the one who worshiped Jesus. Mary, the one who was always found at his feet. And Martha, the one who worked for him.
Go ahead, preacher.
Hallelujah. Some of y'all think y'all blessed this morning because of you and your education. Some of y'all are blessed because your mama prayed for you. I'm preaching y'all in sin, and some of y'all are where y'all are because your daddy had a little talk with you. You know, I was going to Tulsa, Oklahoma, got pulled over. I was going 20 over the speed limit. I was wrong. I should have been penalized. My brother came into the car, the police officer, and said, I need your license and insurance. I gave it to him. He said, you do know you were going 20 over the speed limit? I said, yes, sir, I'm wrong. And he said, okay, Bertrand Bailey Jr., your daddy wouldn't happen to be Bertrand Bailey Sr., would it? I said, yes, sir, that's my dad. That's my dad. That's Oklahoma. St. Andrew Baptist Church. He said, man, I used to work in the bookstore your daddy used to put me in. He said, man, your daddy touched my life. He's the one that motivated me to go and be a police officer. He said, look, just slow it down. Y'all ain't playing with me here. I got a pass, not because of me, but because this man had history with my father. And some of y'all should have been penalized. Some of y'all should be dead and gone. But your mama had history with her. Your daddy. And then we see verse 3, she prayed for her brother. So the sister sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. And y'all, that's all prayer is. Prayer is just getting word to the Lord. Some of y'all are here right now because somebody got word to the Lord. Somebody prayed for you. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. He'll hear our famous cry. He'll answer. And that's all prayer is. Prayer is just talking things over with the Lord. Matter of fact, prayer is really talking to the answer. Y'all miss that. Prayer is really talking to the answer. Prayer is talking to the solution. Some of y'all have a problem when you can talk to the solution. You have a problem when you can talk to the answer. It said she got word to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I like what she said in her word to the Lord. She said, the one thou lovest is sick.
Yeah.
Lord, he's down, but you love him.
Yeah.
He ain't ready, but you love him.
Yeah.
He's in bad shape, but you love him. He can't get on his feet, but you love it. And that's what we need to tell our brothers who are lost. The Lord still loves you. I don't care what condition you're in. I don't care what shape you're in. The Lord still loves you. Look at your neighbor today, but the Lord still loves you. And the Bible says, Jesus says in verse 4, I like it. He said in verse 4, when he heard this, Jesus says, this sickness will not end in death. In other words, And so he stayed where he was 2 more days. Now that's confusing. It said he loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, so he stayed 2 more days. Wait a minute, you would think if he loved them, he would have made haste. But the Bible says he stayed 2 more days. In other words, Jesus said, I need him to go all the way down. Because if he goes all the way down, they'll know it was nobody but me that brought him up. I'm preaching, y'all ain't said that. I need him to hit rock bottom. So he'll discover I'm the rock at the bottom. Sometimes God will let you hit rock bottom. So you will discover that he's the rock at the bottom. Lazarus. But when he got there, Martha ran out to meet him. Said, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Wait a minute, Martha. He's Sample of funeral procession.
his grave clothes. Take off his grave clothes. That's how you can tell when there's been a change on the inside. But a show up on the outside. When the Lord changed them, they're going to take off their grave clothes. They're going to pull up their breeches. They're going to tighten up their belt. They're going to tuck their shirt in. When you've been changed, ain't that all right? Say yeah.
Pray for our young men, our brothers. Tell the Lord the one you love is sick.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexander.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to a very familiar passage of scripture found in 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, and we're going to commence with verse 1. I think I'd be remiss if I just wouldn't talk about love on this love day. And I don't want to talk about the eros love, the Greek word for the romantic love, because, you know, that ain't good enough for today, even though that's what the world celebrates. I want to talk about the agape love, that love that is to be the foundation for every love out of which we do love. And certainly I believe God will show and share us some things through his word that will bless our hearts. First verse of the third.